Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grombacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Barbara Friedberg. Barbara, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready, George.
Excellent. Let's do this. Barbara is a former portfolio manager. She has taught finance and investing at several universities. She is the author of numerous publications, including Personal Finance, an Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management, Invest and Beat the Pros, Create and Manage a Successful Investment Portfolio, and How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. She's also the publisher of the fintech website robo-advisorpros.com. I'm excited to have you on. Barbara, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why it is that you do what you do.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the reverse. Why do I do what I do? I want to help people invest for their futures and grow wealth. That's my main motivating factor. My personal life is, you know, I'm a mom, a wife, and a businesswoman.
Excellent. And I know that you've been working in the finance and portfolio management for a number of years. How did you get into the space in the first place?
It has been a number of years, although I look much younger than I am. So I just want to put that out there. I have been passionate about investing my entire life. It just seems to be the space that I feel I can make a difference. And so I spent many years managing the assets of a company, and after I moved out of that space, I decided I wanted to educate others, so I took to writing books, my websites, and also I do a lot of freelance writing across the internet. But my goal is really to make investing accessible to the public.
Excellent. And it seems to me that this trend, which I should not call it a trend, robo-advisors, if you would, tell us a little bit about where they came from and why it is that they came to be.
Well, you were right, George. It is really a trend, and it's very, very new. First of all, let me tell you what a robo-advisor is.
Yes.
It's not a robot standing in your computer with an abacus creating your investments. But it is actually a computerized algorithm that is designed to give you the greatest return for the smallest amount of risk with your investment. It started with Betterment, the robo-advisor trend, about 2012, 2013, and has just evolved. And the key behind that type of platform is that you can get professional investment management at a really rock bottom fee.
Excellent. And do you think that it was the technology that came around that made it available, or was it the desire for professional money management at a reduced fee, and then the technology, and then people created the technology? Maybe it was both.
Well, I think it was both, but I think obviously, talking about fees in investing were extremely high decades ago. In other words, you bought a mutual fund and you might pay a 5-7% commission. Since those times in the 1950s, 60s, fees have been under pressure. So it started with no-load fees, then we got exchange-traded funds, and investors were still paying financial advisors over 1% for what is a product that could be presented to the public much cheaper. And so I think the desire for lower fees was one impetus to design the robo-advisor. And the other was that investing has become, actually, as I write in my book, Invest and Beat the Pros, there is an investing methodology that has been substantiated with a lot of research. And that is investing in low fee index funds. And that really beats in many, many cases, professional money managers. So the robo-advisors took that research-driven index fund investing approach and then just created it for the masses in general.
Got it. So would it be appropriate to say that in the conversation about active investing versus passive investing, this is taking a passive investing approach and automating it through artificial intelligence, for lack of a better term?
I'm so glad you asked that question. That was actually my next tack, because robo-advisors aren't all alike. The majority of them are, as you say, taking a passive investing approach and running them through a computerized algorithm to give you the best returns for the lowest cost. Most robo-advisors are like that. Your Betterments, your Wealthfront, Wise Banyan, Elevest, many, many robo-advisors use that approach. But there is also another cadre of robo-advisors that use the automated investing technology, but will allow active management. So there's almost something for nothing. There's a robo-advisor called Hedgeable that gives you a quote-unquote hedge fund type product in a robo-advisor. Or Qplum is another one, a lesser-known robo-advisor. And then Personal Capital, one of my favorites. Fees are a little higher if you buy their service, but you can get their free dashboard on my site, which is an amazing investment management tool. And Personal Capital takes a little bit different approach in that they use a sector-based algorithm instead of just mimicking the returns of your indexes. They like to even out your sector investments, and they do include a couple individual stocks in their platform as well. So they're not all robo-advisors are not the same.
Got it. And if somebody is interested in what makes each one different, they can probably find that information on your website. Is that right?
Absolutely. At RoboAdvisor Pros, we strive to be a non-biased fintech robo-advisor news and review site. So I've got a comparison chart there for you. I have reviews of most of the major robo-advisors and a lot of commentary and conversation.
Got it. So what do you think that that's going to mean for a traditional large mutual fund company? Does that mean they're going to go out of business, or are they going to introduce some kind of artificial intelligence and fintech?
I'm so glad you asked that question. You're like reading my mind, George. Actually, I've been a lead investigator on a marketing survey on the future of robo-advisors for a company called Embedded a couple of years ago. And the trend is that we're looking at a lot more hybrid robo-advisors, so a combination of human advice and robo-advice. We are looking at almost all of the big companies, the Schwab, Fidelity, E-Trade, Allied Bank, TD Ameritrade, Wells Fargo, all coming out with their own robo-advisors. So really, the space is getting very, very crowded. I don't think mutual funds are going anywhere. I do think actively traded mutual funds might be under a little pressure, but that really could have to do with the fact that the index fund investing just has so much positive research that supports it.
Got it. So what role, okay, so you have these very, very large traditional financial institutions that you just mentioned that if they don't already have it, they are going to be incorporating it. Is that because human beings are not wired as well as the robots to make financial decisions, because sometimes we act emotionally and that causes us to invest poorly?
Yes, absolutely. And also, we make bad decisions. There is a whole field of research called behavioral finance, which talks about how even the smartest of us are subject to different behavioral biases. For example, you can read in your newspaper today that during the last stages of this 8-year bull market in December 2017, the mutual fund houses have seen the greatest opening of new accounts and people diving into the stock market now after 8 years of a run-up in stock prices. Perfect example of how the herds of people are now getting in the market at a point which is probably near the top.
Right.
So, yeah, we make really bad decisions in many cases. There's so much research that says investors tend to sell closer to the top, to the bottom, because they're scared after a market drop, and buy in near the top as they are doing now when they see everyone else doing it. So a robo-advisor will help you become more disciplined in your investing. And many of them have just incredibly low fees or even zero fees.
My stupid brain is not helping me make good decisions. So
yeah, that's kind of it. And, I have to share another anecdote, because although I do have some money personally invested in a robo-advisor, as a former portfolio manager, I still manage my own investments. So every year I do what's called rebalancing, which is I have a certain asset allocation that I've pre-selected, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, and then more specific percentages within that. Well, so I come now to January, February to rebalancing, which means I have to sell some of the stock investments and buy more of the fixed investments because the stocks have gone up so much. So even myself, who's been doing this for decades, there's anxiety in that. I'm selling a winning asset class. It's right. Counterintuitive. I do it because I know it's the right thing to do, and I know ultimately it will give me better returns. But if it's stressful for me, I can only imagine how someone who doesn't have the decades of experience that I have feels when it comes time for them to rebalance their own portfolios.
It is almost, it may even be impossible. So that's the reason. And I saw on your website, you have an article talking about how a robo-advisor is better than do-it-yourself. And is that really what this is addressing?
Well, I hate to say always or never, mm-hmm. because it just depends on who you are. Most people will be better off with a robo-advisor because they don't have the time, the expertise, or the inclination to create their own portfolios really, really smartly to give them the best returns for the least amount of risk. So in general, yes. But for example, the robo-advisor M1 Finance, which is another one of my favorites, combines the DIY investing with a robo-advisor. So, and you can read more about M1 Finance on my website. I've got a really nice review of that. But for example, with that robo-advisor, you can choose your own investment. So you can get in there and say, you can choose from anything, from stocks, bonds, funds, whatever. You put them together in your own portfolio and you say, this is my asset allocation that I want. And then M1 Finance will rebalance it for you.
Nice.
So it's really an awesome platform for that investor that's in between that says, well, I don't want to give up all control. And also, one of the big problems with many robo-advisors is there's a limited number of funds that you can invest in. So if you don't like the 12 funds that they offer, you're stuck. That's it. M1 Finance counteracts that by giving you access to any investment you want to, within which you want to invest.
What an exciting time. If you are interested or have any interest in investing in the markets, all this new technology is making it available. So somebody who's listening, they say, okay, this sounds pretty cool. How do I get started with one of these? What would your advice be?
Well, not to be too proprietary, but I would head on over to RoboAdvisor Pros. take a look at the reviews list, and I think for a starter, you might want to just go to the bottom of the right-hand side where we have best robo-advisors, and I've got a whole bunch of different articles that kind of consolidate some of the robo-advisors according to their type. So I have low-fee robo-advisors, I have top robo-advisor apps, robo-advisors with human advisors, robo-advisors that are involved in impact investing or socially responsible investing, and of course my robo-advisor comparison chart. Nice. So that way you don't have to read, oh my gosh, I've got at least probably 25 reviews up now. I wouldn't suggest you start at the top and go through and read every review, because that would probably push you over the edge. But kind of think about what you're looking for. Just read around, check the robo-advisor review, the robo-advisor comparison chart. Choose a couple of them, check them out. I have a really nice review of M1 Finance versus Betterment that kind of calls out their differences. And then I would say consider choosing a robo-advisor to manage your investments so that you have time to live your life.
Right. Take advantage of the technology.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Barbara, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay, my difference-making tip is to address the problem of procrastination in investing. So my advice to you is, even if you have a 401k, a 403b, or whatever, start designating a percentage of your income every month transferred into your robo-advisor of choice monthly. Put it on autopilot so that it gets done without you, without your worrying about it every month. And I promise you, at the end of, I won't say next year, but at the end of several decades, first of all, you won't miss the money every month and you won't have to worry about it. You will end up with a very nice pot of investment savings for which you can do whatever you want.
Nice. Well, that is great stuff. That definitely warrants a come on.
Come on.
So, Barbara, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
You can learn more about me at RoboAdvisorPros.com. You can also check out my other investing website, Barbara Friedberg Personal Finance, or just Google me online. But I would say, if you do nothing else for your investing self, learn a little about the robo-advisors and get yourself investing even more than you already are, because your future self will save you. Well, thank you.
That is the truth. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Barbara your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Thank you again, Barbara.
It was my pleasure. So nice to talk to you, George, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we're all in this together. What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!